It's betting, Jim. But not as we know it.
This is big. And welcome to the Bookie Bashing weekly bashcast, brought to you by bookiebashing.net. This is big. Looking at next week's opportunities and last week's profits. How did we do last week? What week was it last week? Hurry up, iTunes. Week 21. Recorded £844.96 profit last week. It was a strange week. It was sort of a tale of two halves. The first half of the week was decent and it just petered out and ended with three losing days. So, yeah, strange week. A big peak at the beginning. The major profit came from the US Open at the beginning of the week. We were placing each way bets on golfers to finish in the top six, and laying off top five meant that if anyone finishes in sixth place, we profit. If anyone finishes in fifth place tied, we also profit. Because what happens there is that we only pay out a percentage of our lay on the top five market. Anyone, if there are two players tied in fifth position, you will only pay out half of your lay for the top five. Yet, if there are two players tied in fifth position and the bookie is playing top six, we will get a full payout. And that's what happened with Sergio Garcia and Brendan Grace. We posted Brendan Grace up on the forum. He was 55-1, and to back him at 55-1 and to lay him to win and to lay him to finish at the top five, £50 each way would have been a £3.46 arb. So we were making £3.46 no matter what eventuality, but when he finished in tied fifth position, we made an extra £300-odd. Let's just quickly work out exactly how much that was, because it was a week ago, I forget. We made 737 divided by 2, because he was in tied fifth, equals £368.50 on Brendan Grace. I was also on the other tied fifth finisher, Sergio Garcia, 50-1, so overall £630 profit from the US Open. That was the majority of my profit for the week. In the Euros, double delight, Andrew Kevin is killing us. It is killing us. I did hit one. Last Friday was Spain 3, Turkey 0. Morata got the first goal and a second goal in that game. Sadly, through a combination of the fact the best we could get was 4.5 at bar 1 racing. He was 5.5 to lay. So I did have £25 at bar 1 racing. I didn't get on at Betfred. I think he was 4 there, and I didn't see what the price contracted to because I was out and about on the Friday night. So one of the lowest double delights I've been on, and he comes in and I net less than £100 profit. That didn't even cover the losses I had in Ronaldo a few days earlier. So yeah, I'm, you know, well, one came in, but I'm not over the moon about it. Since then, just a load more double delight hat-trick heaven slipping through our fingers. I think the bookmakers have got very lucky in this tournament. The 90-plus goals have died down as well. Unibet have been giving me some £10 and £20 bonuses just because I've been placing a lot of high-stakes bets on my account, £50 at 10, 20-1, over and over again. So the fact that they're just giving me some cash bonuses is helping tie over the losses from 90-plus refunds. The one bit of profit that has come through are boosts from BetSafe and BetDak. For example, BetSafe had a England clean sheet versus Slovakia at a big 2-1, that is, 3.0, to back, and the lay was as low as 2.1. Also, they had Morata to score first at something like 8.0 when it was 5-5 to lay. So, really big boosts at BetSafe and BetDak. We've been able to back those, underlay them if we like. Well, that's what I've been doing for maximum profit if it comes in. BetDak have also been doing players not to score. We can Dutch those quite easily with players to score. Like Muller was 2.3 not to score, 2.1 to score. So we're going to make money either way. Or we can maximise that bet to make money if he doesn't score. Additionally, now that Betfred have got a new offer on where we're in the knockout stage, and if you bet on any time goal scorer and he scores in extra time, they'll pay it out as a winner. Well, we can Dutch these bets with BetDak's not to score boost. If the player doesn't score in 90 minutes, we'll have made a little bit of profit, and if he goes on and scores in extra time, we'll have made a lot of profit because we'll have won both bets. Talking about Betfred, they did have a boost on England to reach the final. That was 7-1. At the time, they were 5.9 to lay, so I had £100 on that. I get £210 if they reach the final. Unfortunately, the draw was then made, and the draw is sickening. England are in the same half as France, Germany, Spain, Italy, and it's going to be very hard for England to get to the final because of that. The price of their lay drifted upwards. Whereas the other half seems to be very easy. But that Belgium bet that we did, it was Spain or Belgium to get to the final. And then we laid Spain, hoping that Belgium would get there. Well, now they have a great chance. Just looking at some of the other games, Portugal 0, Austria 0. Ronaldo had 173 chances on goal, including hitting the post, taking a penalty. And I'm sure at one time he physically put the ball under his t-shirt, walked over the goal line, and it was still disallowed. He was 3.2 to fight. He was 3.25 to back for double delight hat-trick heaven, 3.5 delay. It was superb value. Didn't come in. Switzerland 0, France 0. Giroud was a miss, DDHH. Slovakia 0, England 0 meant that England were not Group B winners. We don't get the boosted B win or Coral, because Wales beat Russia 3-0 to top the group, and Bale become the tournament top goal scorer with 3 goals. Ukraine lost to Poland 1-0. Lewandowski was great value at 3-1 to back, 4.2 delay, but Blaszczykowski scored first in that one. Hungary 3, Portugal 3, Ronaldo more great value, 3.0 to back, 3.4 delay. We waited all the way up to 1 minute before kickoff so that his lay would drop down. He scored 2 goals, but he didn't score the first. I mean, how are we not triggering any of these? It's outrageous. Iceland 2, Austria 1. At least Trostason for Iceland scored a 90-minute-plus goal. It was in the 94th minute to send them through to face England in the knockout stages. And Italy 0, Ireland 1. The DDHH match on that was Immobile, the Italian striker. 8 to back, 8 to lay. Amazing match. No real risk and no profit either because Italy didn't score. It's just, it's outrageous. It can't go on like this. We're going to have to trigger. One will come in. I'm confident one will come in. It probably won't be Ronaldo, but someone will come in. The casino offers. There's been quite a few back. I made some decent profit on William Hill's. They have a kick and spin every day where you can kick it to the left or kick it to the right and you get one of two casino offers. One of them was £5 on Wish Upon a Jackpot. If I lose £5, I get my money refunded. So I don't want to play 20p spins here. I want to have £5 at once. I did. The little fairy came up and gave me a load of wilds, and I got £232 return from that at no risk. They also were, William Hill were doubling the winnings on a dragon slot to £50. I had to wager through £25. As I did that, I hit the bonus, £132. And of course, they doubled some of that by 50 quid, so it's 182 profit in total. Now, on that, I'm going to do a quick strategy minute. I asked around some people what they'd like to hear, and someone just said, how the hell do slots work? And I make this presumption that everyone knows how they work, but if you've never done an online slot before, that's probably an oversimplification. So, yeah, strategy minute on how slot work.
This is one hot strategy minute from bookiebashing.net. This is big.
So, slots on online casinos are a world away from the fruit machines we have in the pub in the UK. So I was brought up in the 90s where you had a 3 or 4 real fruit machine sitting in the corner of the pub, and it had one line on it, and if you spun in 3 or 4 cherries, you would win some money, and if you spun in some bells or bars, then you would win a little bit more money. It was really easy. Now, online slots, the principle is kind of the same, but they've taken them to the next level. Instead of having one line straight down the middle, we may have multiple lines. A standard slot will have three rows, and there will be five different columns. So that's 15 different items may spin in. There are a number of different varieties. It may be more or less than that, but common feature is that you have three rows and five columns. So the first thing you may think is, well, that means that there's not just one pay line, there's three pay lines. And that's true. A straight line down the middle, straight line at the top, straight line at the bottom. So the rows may go diagonally as well, from the top corner down to the middle, down to the bottom, back to the middle, and back to the top right corner. And they may zigzag. In fact, you may get up to 40 lines, and the patterns of those lines can be obscure. So, you know, if you get a cherry in the top left corner, and then a cherry in bottom row, column two, and then a cherry top row, column three. You may think, well, there's no win there. But because there are up to 40, maybe 100 lines going in all directions, the wins, the matching up of the symbols, can appear in an order that you would not necessarily expect. Now, sometimes the win lines are fewer than 40. You may have five win lines, and that'll just be straightforward. Top straight line, middle straight line, bottom straight line, and a couple of diagonals. Or you may have 100 straight lines, which means almost every permutation that you can imagine is going to be covered there. Now, when we play slots online, generally they pay out between 90 and 95%. So if we put in £100, we're going to get £5 or £10 loss, we're going to get £90 to £95 back. They are top-heavy, though, based on whether the jackpot spins in or where the bonuses spin in. So we may find that actually, out of 10 spins, it's quite likely that we will lose £8 or £9. But when we do win, we win £90 or £100 in a bonus feature. So we've just got to concentrate on the long-term game and make sure that there is a reason why we're playing them. Because if we're playing them for fun, we're going to lose money. We need to attach them to some sort of bonus, cash back, or even, for a couple of sites, I just spin a few spins, £10 worth of spins each week, just to ensure that the bonuses keep coming through. Betfair do Casino W, Sky Casino W, and what they will do is they'll look through all the participants and say, this guy only plays when there's an offer on, so we're not going to offer him any more cashbacks or refunds. So to mitigate against that, I make sure that I have £10 worth of spins. Look, in the long run, those £10 worth of spins are only going to cost me 50p or a pound. So I'm willing to give that up to keep the offers coming. Because when a £10 offer comes round, it's normally worth, you know, £9 plus after we've done some wagering on them. So yeah, slots are good. That's my summary on that little strategy minute. Right. Before I look at what's coming up next week, I thought I'd just have a chat with someone who is new to match betting. By new, I mean they've been doing it for about just less than 12 months now. And it would be an interesting take, I think, to hear their perspective of their learning curve, because the thing about bookie bashing is you can't just jump into the deep end immediately for two reasons. One, you don't have the bankroll. Even if you've got some savings saved away that you want to use, you're not going to be comfortable losing money when it's your own and you haven't made it just because you're meant to make long-term profit. It's so much easier to use money that you've made from the bookies. And secondly, you need to go on a learning curve. Things like laying, underlaying, different kinds of offers, money back specials where we lose a little bit of money to win big. You need a little bit of experience under your belt to be able to do these. So the question is, how quickly can you make money and get used to these principles? So the chap I'm going to speak to has been a pal of mine for nearly 20 years now, but only been doing the match betting for under a year. He wants to remain anonymous, so I'm going to give him the nickname McLovin. I was out for a few drinks for his birthday yesterday, and we stopped for a chat. So this is just a quick 5 minutes of what he had to say. Right, as mentioned previously, I am sat with McLovin, a newer member to the Bookie Bashing site. Over with him for a couple of beers for his birthday this evening. McLovin, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. So, just a little brief history of your... perhaps your gambling and your bookie bashing career up until now, if you can, please.
Well, the interesting thing is that my gambling career is pretty much zero.
Nothing.
Nothing whatsoever. It's all been bookie bashing.
So, well, I mean, I've known you for a number of years, but you've had no interest in sports betting or anything like that. But bookie bashing caught your eye. Why was that different?
It was different because it was basically maths. It didn't really matter what the results were. I know nothing about football, I know nothing about horses, and yet here was a way to make money off it through simple mathematics. You may remember, I had to ask you how to walk into a betting shop, what I needed to do, what are these funky bits of paper, how do I work them? I knew absolutely nothing.
Right, okay, so how long have you been doing it for now?
Bookie bashing would be about 9 months.
Okay, no problem. And in terms of where you were at the beginning on day one, are you happy with your progress after 9 months? Are you surprised? I mean, how do you feel it's gone?
I think it's gone pretty well. I've sort of it's been good progress up from sort of a couple hundred quid the first month, a few more the next month. Odd months where there's loads, like Cheltenham, Royal Ascot. Odd months where there's nothing because I've got other things on. No months where I've ever lost money at the end of it. So yeah, it's pretty good.
9 successive months in profit.
Yes.
And any 4-figure weeks yet?
Any 4-figure? Yes, definitely 4-figure weeks. Cheltenham and Royal Ascot.
Well, that's great news. Going from beginner up to 4-figure weeks, £1,000 and more, proves that it is possible and anyone can do it. It might be daunting at the start, but you do learn and you do get there. Do any particular successes stick out in your mind? Any days or any events that you look back on and you just think, wow?
I did the very first Betfred Double Delight, the Hattrick Heaven, where it actually came in. That was brilliant.
Do you remember who that was?
I think it was an Arsenal player. It wasn't Giroud. Maybe it was Giroud. And you texted... I couldn't watch the game because it was on Sky and I don't have Sky. And you texted me and went, the guy scored. And I went, brilliant. Okay, good.
I think I remember it was Champions League. It was Giroud. He was 4-1 against Bayern Munich. And he was a really good match. 5.0 to back, 5.3 to lay. We're only losing pennies and we're going to make decent profit. And it did come in.
It did come in. And yeah, I remember sat watching a film and just sort of turned to my wife and went, there's a couple of hundred quid just there. She's like, you haven't done anything. I was like, no, did it all before. It's all sorted.
It is amazing. You can just sit there. It takes 5 seconds work and then you can make more money than you did in your day job. It's good fun. Those are your successes. Any failures? Anything gone dramatically wrong or any bad days or weeks that stick out?
The main bad thing is where I haven't got on something and I should have done. Not necessarily where you think, oh, it could have happened, like a Double Delight, Hattrick Heaven, but where I've simply forgotten to go and place the damn bet. That's been frustrating. A couple of times where I've placed a bet, I've expected it to be matched, and it hasn't. Betfair are normally pretty good, but on Smarkets, if a horse drops out, it's really annoying because they then cancel the bet and you start from scratch. And if you're not on top of that, if you don't realise it, then the lay you put down gets cancelled and you never know about it.
Smarkets are a pain in the arse. So much so that I made the decision a while back that I would pay more commission just to have a more reliable system. I understand it is cheaper to use markets and when you're matching straight out, that's right, but unmatched lays can be an utter pain. So finally, just before we wrap up, any advice you have on someone that hasn't started yet, maybe listening to these podcasts trying to figure out what it's about, and they're not quite sure whether they're gonna delve in or give it a shot? Any advice to these people?
Best advice, especially if you're a bit sceptical about it, get a spreadsheet, work it out, see what's going to happen, and do the numbers and say, right, okay, if this comes in, this is how much I will make. If it doesn't come in, this is how much I will make. And especially with the bonuses, the sign-up bonuses, you can see straight away that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you win or lose, you're still going to make money.
So use imaginary money and just see what profit would have happened after the results.
Exactly. If you don't want to put down your own money, if you're looking at this going, this can't work, it's a scam or whatever, just do the maths. Do the maths, see how it works, and then if you can see that it will work whether you win or lose, put some money down and actually make some.
McLovin, that was super bad. Thank you very much. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, mate.
Happy birthday. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye. Right, let's have a look what's coming up next week. In my notes, I say the cricket England versus Sri Lanka's on. That was actually last Friday. Hoping to do a bit of courtsiding, ended up taking my 8-month-old baby daughter. Boy, was that a bad idea. Left halfway through the Sri Lankan innings. Every wicket that England took saw delirium from the crowd and tears from my daughter that I couldn't stop flooding down. So I decided to hit the bar with her instead and be a lot more comfortable having a couple of beers and looking after her from there. The knockout phase is well and truly underway for the Euros. England face Iceland on Monday, and then possibly France or Ireland, the winner of those in the quarterfinals, assuming they get past Iceland. If they go out, I hope they go out on penalties, and that'll be a decent refund from the Betfred offer for me. Wales are through, they're past Northern Ireland, and they will face the winners of Belgium versus Hungary. Wimbledon starts next week on the 27th, so keep an eye out for some good offers for that. So whatever you're doing in the next week, make sure it's value. For the love of God, will somebody score the first goal and get a second that I have invested some money on? At this point, I'm nearly going to be chasing losses. But as with always with Double Delight Hat-Trick Heaven, you just need a single one, big one to hit. And it not just pays for all the losses, but you'll be in profit for some time as well. This is Tom, signing out. This is big.